Welcome in. Today we're building a DJ-friendly intro in Ableton Live 12 that hits with modern punch, but still drips with that vintage jungle soul. Think, clean phrases a DJ can trust, breaks that snap, atmos that feels sampled off a dusty record, and a super obvious moment where the tune is about to land. This is intermediate level, so I'm assuming you're already comfortable with arrangement view, automation, basic mixing, and throwing devices on tracks. The goal is a 16 to 32 bar intro that goes mystery to groove to tension to cue, and then you're ready to drop. First, set the session up like you mean it. Set tempo somewhere between 160 and 170. I'm going to sit at 165 BPM, because that's a sweet spot for classic jungle roll. Make sure you're in 4/4. Now go into arrangement view and drop locators so the structure is obvious. Put one at 1.1.1 and call it intro start. Put another at 9.1.1 called break reveal. Another at 17.1.1 called lift or tension. Another at 25.1.1 called drop cue. And then wherever your main tune drops, like 33.1.1, label that main drop. This is the first DJ mindset shift. Your intro should count in clean 8, 16, 32 bar blocks. Even if you do clever sound design, the phrasing needs to feel inevitable. Now we build the vintage soul bid. Create an audio track and name it Atmos. Drop in something with story, rain, station ambience, crowd noise, a Rhodes chord tail, a pad from a 90s pack, even a tiny vocal fragment, something that says jungle before drums even fully appear. On Atmos, start with EQ 8. High pass it around 120 to 200 HE. Be ruthless here. Your intro is supposed to be mixable over someone else's bassline, and low-end haze is the number one reason intros blend like mud. After EQ, add saturator. Set it to soft sign and push drive somewhere like 2 to 6 dB. Then trim output so it's not just louder, it's richer. That's the tapish glue. Now add echo for dubby space. Try a 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Keep feedback around 20 to 35%. Filter the echo so it's not dumping low-end and fizz everywhere. High pass around 300 HZ. Low pass around 6 to 8 kHE, mix around 10 to 20%, then hybrid reverb, room or hall, decay between 2.5 and 5.5 seconds, pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds, wet around 10 to 25%. Teacher tip, if your reverb is making things feel vintage, but also making your groove less readable, high pass the reverb return or use EQ after hybrid reverb. Vintage soul is not the same thing as muddy. Now for that classic opening up feeling. Add auto filter after EQ 8 on Atmos. Choose a low pass 24 dB slope. Start cutoff around 500 to 800 HC in bar 1. And automate it slowly opening to something like 6 to 10 kHC by bar 8. Add a little drive, like 10 to 20%. It should feel like someone is literally lifting a blanket off the speakers. Cool. Now we tease the break. Create another audio track called Break 1. Drop in a classic, Amen, Think, Hot Pants, whatever fits your vibe. You can use your own chop too, but the point is, a recognizable break texture reads instantly as old school. Warping matters here. If it's a full loop and you want it to stay natural, Complex Pro can work. If you want that crisp slice feel, use Beats Mode. In Beats Mode, set Preserve to 1/16, turn Transients on, and set Envelope around 50 to 70% so you keep bite without turning it into clicks. Now for bars 1 to 8, we're teasing, not revealing. Put auto filter first on break 1. Low pass 24 again. Set cutoff somewhere like 400 to 700 HC and add a bit of resonance, like 0.8 to 1.2, for that slight whistle that screams 90s. Then add drum bus. Even filtered, this is where modern punch starts. Set drive around 5 to 15%. Keep crunch low for now, like 0 to 10%. Keep boom minimal or off in the intro, because we're not trying to introduce sub-weight yet. Set transient somewhere like plus 5 to plus 15 so the break still speaks even when filtered. Then add EQ 8 and high pass around 120 HZ. Again, DJ safe, no sub-chaos before the drop. Arrange it like a story. Bars 1 to 4, only little fragments, maybe a 1-bar loop or even 2-beat repeats. Make it feel like the break is being hinted at through a wall. Bars 5 to 8, extend to the full break loop, still low passed, still restrained. Quick coach note, before you start compressing and saturating like crazy, use clip gain to standardize your break level. In Live 12, this is huge. A lot of my break won't sit problems are just inconsistent level feeding your devices. Now we move into bars 9 to 16. DJ functional groove. This is the break reveal locator. Automate break one filter opening from about 1 kHz up to basically open, like 16 kHz, across these 8 bars. As you open the cutoff, back resonance down slightly so it doesn't ring and scream. Also, slowly relax your high pass. You can move from 120 hz down to maybe 70 to 90 hz. Notice we're still not giving full sub, we're just letting the body come back. Now, optional but highly recommended, add an anchor kick and snare. Create a MIDI track with a drum rock and call it kick slash snare anchor. Old breaks can be inconsistent, and in a club, that inconsistency can make the mix feel small. A subtle anchor makes a hit like a modern record without killing the jungle character. Pick a short, punchy kick, not an 808 tail. Then a snare with some body around 200 hz and snap around 3 to 6 kHz. Add EQ8 to carve if needed. High pass the snare around 120 hz so it isn't stepping on future bass space. Then add glue compressor on the anchor track. Attack 3 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2:1. Aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. We're not flattening it, we're just making it reliable. Programming. Keep it simple. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. You can add tiny jungle variations later, but pre-drop we want the DJ to feel safe. Now, personality. Vintage soul hooks without ruining mixability. Create a stab track, MIDI or audio. Classic recipe. Put a one-shot chord stab into Simpler. Set Simpler's filter to low pass 12 or 24, cut off around 1 to 4 kHz, and automate it slightly opening as we move through bars 9 to 24. Use filter envelope amount around 20 to 40, with a short decay, so it goes doink instead of pad. Add chorus ensemble with a small amount, like 10 to 25%, that gives you the hardware smear. Add echo or a delay at 1/8 or 1/4, ping pong if you like, with mix around 8 to 15%. Placement matters. Put stabs at bar ends or right after snares. That's classic jungle punctuation. And here's the rule that keeps it DJ-proof. High pass the stabs. EQ8, high pass around 200 to 350 hz. Stabs should vibe in the mids and highs, not compete with bass lines in a blend. Optional vocal. Throw a tiny hey or a rag of phrase into Simpler. Slice mode, and trigger it sparingly. If you want dust, add reduct slightly. Downsample around 10 to 20 kHz. Bit reduction 0 to 2. Subtle. We're not doing video game DNB unless that's the assignment. Now let's organize the modern punch side of this. Group your drum tracks. Put break 1, the anchor, and any hats into a drum bus group. On the drum bus group, start with EQ8. In the intro you can even do a gentle low shelf down 1 to 2 dB around 60 to 90 hz, just as protection. Then glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds, so transients pop. Release auto or 0.3 seconds, ratio 2:1, and keep gain reduction around 1 to 3 dB. If you need density, turn on soft clip and glue, but don't smash. Jungle wants edge and snap, not a pillow. Now the big DJ tools rule, sub-discipline. Until the main drop, keep anything under about 60 to 80 hz minimal. If you tease bass, tease in the mids, not the subs. So let's do that. A bass hint from bars 17 to 24. Create a MIDI track called Bass Tease. Load operator. Ask a saw. Ask B saw. Detune B by about 10 to 25 cents. Low pass 24 filter cut off around 200 to 600 hz. A little drive. Add saturator with 3 to 6 dB drive for harmonics. Then EQ8 with a high pass at 80 to 120 hz. This is the cheat code. The bass feels present, but it doesn't mess with the DJ blend. If you want movement, add auto filter with a super subtle LFO at 1/8 or 1/4. Tiny amount. Or even better, draw slightly imperfect automation so it feels human, like hardware wobble without the obvious LFO cheese. Pattern-wise, keep it simple. A one-bar rhythm that matches the drop bass is perfect. It's like a trailer for what's coming. Now we build tension and transition into the cue. This is bars 24 to 33. You want a clear cue point that's obvious in a loud booth, and also obvious visually in the waveform. Option 1 is the classic jungle pullback, and it works every time. In bar 24 leading to 25, let the break feel a touch louder, let stabs answer, maybe increase a bit of send. Then at bar 25, your drop cue, do something intentional, cut the atmos, do a short break fill, or even a mini-stop. The DJ should instantly understand, this is the line. Here are three tools that sell it. First, on the drum bus. Automate an auto-filter sweep right before the cue. Like bar 24.3 to 25.1, sweep a low pass from fully open down to around 800 hz. It feels like the track inhales. Second, do a reverb throw. put hybrid reverb on a return track with a big decay, like 6 to 10 seconds, then automate the send on the last snare or stat hit only. One hit, that tail becomes a signpost. Third, automate utility width. Right before the cue, narrow the drum bus from 100% down to maybe 0 to 30% for a moment. When the track opens back up after, it feels wider and bigger without you adding more elements. Advanced arrangement spice, if you want it, a one bar reset before the cue. Remove one key layer for exactly one bar, like Atmos or Stabs. That negative space makes the coup land harder, and it's easier to mix because the waveform looks clean. Now, a few extra coach moves that really level this up. Leave safe bars. Give the DJ at least 8 bars where the groove is steady, predictable, and not full of surprise fills or giant tails. Put your clever stuff around the safe section, not through it. Use return tracks like performance knobs, 2 or 3 returns, maybe 1 dub delay, 1 big reverb, 1 grit return. Automate sends so it feels dub mixed in real time. And do a quick DJ blend test. Drop a reference jungle tune onto its own track, warp it, match tempo, and simulate a mix. Let your intro play for 16 bars, then fade the reference in like a DJ bringing it. If it gets cloudy, the usual suspects are too much 80 to 200 HZ, or overly wide reverb in the low mids. Now check the boring stuff that makes that exciting stuff actually work. Keep your master peaking around minus 6 dB while producing. Give yourself headroom. Make the intro 2 to 5 dB quieter than the drop, so the DJ gets a clean blend and your drop still feels like a lift. Hit mono on the master with utility and make sure the intro still grooves. If it disappears in mono, you've probably got too much wide atmosphere carrying the energy instead of the drums.